favourite podcast here at St. Catharines, because we're the only one. We're here to talk to you about everything and anything to do with St. Catharines. My name's Lucy Doggett.
My name is Shadeen Conter.
My name is Yasha Khan.
And we are joined by our fabulous fourth co-host, Miss Florence House, who's going to be talking to us about a very exciting topic. Florence, how are you today?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. I'm very happy to be here. So, I am here to talk about the history of St. Catharines, which I don't think many people know about. I look forward to telling you.
Yeah, and obviously we're all ears. We don't know much about as much as you. So where did this inspiration come from for you to start talking about this in your article?
Well, I was part of the Young Reporter programme and I was writing articles with the school magazine as well. And I thought, there's so much history about our school that we don't know because we've been around since 1914. So I just thought that would be an interesting topic to explore and to share with people. I really enjoy history, and I think our local history is really important to know, especially our school's history, because obviously we know what our school is like now, so it's nice to know what it was like in the past, because we've been around for a long time. Ooh. So it's really nice to see the similarities and differences between then and now.
So where did you start You're researching for your article? Because obviously, like you said, we started in, the school was founded in 1914, so that's 110 years of research. So where did you start?
So I started my research by looking at the archives we have at the school, where there are lots of photos, there's a 1989 booklet and a 2014 centenary booklet. And then I moved on to the Richmond archives because they have lots of info that I wouldn't have gotten from the school, for example, directories and voting registers. So I enjoyed it. I enjoyed furthering my research. And then I moved on to just general research of the school, just using online, also the charity that looks after Alexander Pope's grotto, which connects our school with Radnor under the road.
Is it okay if you could just summarise the history and a bit about your article, please?
Yes, definitely. So our school started in 1914. On the request of Canon English, because he called the Sisters of Mercy to the area. They would commute daily until they established St. Catherine's Convent in a house on Twickenham Green, which we're not sure where exactly it is, which I will come to later. This is where the first school was established, but by 1916, its popularity had grown so much that new premises were needed. The sisters then moved into Orford Lodge on Pope's Grove, which backed onto a field of cows, a paddock with horses and orchards.
No way.
Imagine if we had that now.
Wow.
That would be so fun. All the preps would be having a great time.
I don't imagine us getting much work done.
Definitely. No, just be staring at cows the whole time.
Yeah, just thinking,
just counting
hang on,
them.
What's more interesting? Let's go outside.
What's more interesting, physics or cows?
Cows.
Like, going out at break time and just, like, feeding the cows.
Yeah. Numbers quickly rose again, resulting in the demand for extra classrooms and playing fields. When Mother Catherine noticed that Pope's Villa was being sold after World War I, she quickly arranged to buy it, even though it needed a lot of work done. And this is where one of my favourite anecdotes comes from. This resulted in the sisters renovating the villa themselves, with Sister Cecilia holding the stepladder while Mother Catherine whitewashed the ceilings. That's beautiful, isn't it? It's also really funny because, you know, you wouldn't associate nuns with painting and decorating.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't imagine nuns being handymen.
No. Not at all. No.
It's very unique.
Also humanises them in a way, because I think we can feel quite distant to the Sisters of Mercy, and seeing such like an innocent story of just girls getting together and...
Definitely. When finished, or the sisters moved in, a large school extension was built in 1928, costing £18,000, with new classrooms and a gymnasium on the site of the garden. By 1934, there were 204 pupils. A beautiful chapel and a new wing for the sisters was built in 1935. I think this chapel could be the one that's at Pope's Villa now, but I'm not sure. World War II arrived in 1939, all expansion had to stop. While some girls evacuated, many stayed and used Pope's Grotto as an air raid shelter, with lessons continuing. Twickenham suffered greatly in the war, but fortunately St. Catharines was okay. For the next three decades, from 1946, there was always something being planned or built. A new era began on Easter Sunday 1967 when the sisters began to adopt new habits and shorter veils and were allowed to use their baptismal names instead of their religious ones.
And they started something new on the day of rest.
Yes, definitely. On 17th of November 1969, the swimming pool was opened and St. Joseph's expansion began. I think that's the swimming pool we have today.
The same swimming pool?
Yes, it's definitely.
Wow.
It's very old, isn't it?
Yeah.
The biggest change was the introduction of men on the staff, the first being physics teacher Mr. Stigley in 1976. The school uniform was then modernised in 1977-78 to the ones we have today. Navy pleated skirts and jumpers instead of gym slips. I don't think I'd want to wear gym slips. I think I prefer a uniform.
Yeah.
They have worn gym slips even in the winter.
Yeah, all round, all year round.
What are gym slips? I think there might be a few
younger listeners.
And me, myself, who does not know what a gym slip is.
Yeah, so I'm happy to tell you.
Yeah. Just give us a
visual.
A gym
slip is a sleeveless tunic with a pleated skirt, most commonly seen as part of a school uniform for girls.
Oh,
I've seen them in the old high school photos.
Yeah.
You think it's similar to a pinafore?
Mm-hmm.
Not sure. And a zoology lab was then added to the science block in 1976.
A zoology lab?
Zoology lab. I would love to study that at GCSE. Imagine. Yes, please.
Where's our zoology lab gone?
It would fit really well with the farm we used to have, wouldn't it?
Yeah. We used to have a farm?
Yes, the cows today.
Oh!
It would fit really well with the field with the cows we used to have,
wouldn't it?
It
would look so good.
It would. Sadly, in 1988, the Sisters of Mercy reluctantly decided to leave St. Catherine's in pursuit of aiding the poor once again. However, luckily, parents of St. Catherine's were so passionate, as they are now, that they set up an educational trust to which St. Catherine's was formally handed over in 1989. Everything then moved on to the garden side of the school, where we are now, and Pope's Villa, where Radnor is, on the riverside, was sold in 1994. Oh. We now move on to some celebrations. For example, the 80th anniversary in 1994 was marked with a feast day mass celebrated by Bishop Pat O'Donoghue, and a summer ball. D of E was introduced in 2000, and 15 girls enrolled for the Bronze Award in the first year, which is really different to now, because the whole of the year enrolls.
Pretty much, yeah, the whole of the year, yeah. At least.
Mm. Several events were held to mark the millennium, performances, a pilgrimage to Aylesford Priory by the seniors, and a special mass at Ealing Abbey. In 2007, a Sister of Mercy, Sister Paula Thomas, took over, and St. Catherine's was then fortunate enough to meet Pope Benedict XVI when he visited St. Mary's University and the surrounding area in 2010. Does anyone have any personal information about that particular time?
Janine, did your sister meet the Pope?
My sister met the Pope!
Your sister
actually a photo that's in the reception of our school of Jada, my sister, sorry, if you're listening, shaking the Pope's hand, and she always talks about that. She's like, I was on TV!
Pivotal moment.
Jada, yeah. With her little bonnet.
I can't believe the Pope was literally around the corner.
I know, imagine. That should happen again. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
We'll be there to meet you, Pope, if you're listening.
Petition.
The new lawn building was completed by November 2011 with a refurbished dining room, new kitchen, RE classrooms, and a learning support room, and the bridge link that we still have today.
That was a really concise history of St. Catherine's. I'm really surprised. I feel like I've known so much about it now. So what challenges did you have going into finding this research? Because obviously, as Lucy said earlier, it's a long range, 100 years of history. So what challenges did you have going into this?
Well, obviously, the range of history is one of the challenges, but I think my main challenge was trying to find out where we first were on Twickenham Green, because evidence is conflicting. Some say we're on Pope's Avenue, some say Pope's Grove, and some say, which I think is the most believable, the roads that cross with Vicarage Road and Hampton Road. But it's all very unclear, so I'm not sure exactly, and haven't figured that out yet, because weirdly, our school isn't listed as a school in the directories until 1923, but the 23 is because that's the only one I had access to. I didn't have the 1921, 22. So early 1920s is when our school is first listed in the directories, which I find really interesting, since we were around since 1914, so why weren't we in the Richmond, Kew and Twickenham directories.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so we've moved. We haven't always been in here.
Yes, that's also my favourite thing. As I said in my article, there are lots of times that we've moved, and it's very interesting.
Yeah.
What surprised you about the history of the school the most?
Well, I think it's how many times that we moved. I think most people don't really realise we weren't just where we are now, or some people know that we had Pope's Villa, but we moved so many times, and we had Orford Lodge, we had the house near the green, and I found it really interesting to find that information out and share it with everybody.
So what was the thing you found the most interesting when you were researching for your article?
Well, I think there are some really funny anecdotes that I found in the 1989 booklet, and I will read some of them to you. So I think I have a few favourites, I definitely do, but my first one that I'll share with you is one of the alumni said, "On my first walk to school, I regularly saw a motorcade with police or army escorts. There was a vast American car with the unmistakable figure of General Eisenhower, before presidency, in the back on his way to Bushy Park. If I didn't see him, I knew I was late for school." That's hilarious, isn't it?
Just over there in Bushy Park.
Yes.
Wow.
Imagine.
American, just imagine him taking his lunchtime stroll in Bushy Park. With the deer. No, but that's a really unique way of telling the time.
It's a very unique way of telling the time, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd love to be able to do that. Just be like, oh, General Eisenhower.
Must be late.
That's a bit creepy. He's dead now. Okay, so my next fact is, the first school senior swimming lesson was held on the 13th of May 1949 in the public baths before we got the new facilities. My next fact is, in 1952, we got two new school kittens called Peter and Paul.
Oh,
that's so cute. I would love to have a school pet.
There's a petition really to get a sixth form pet at the moment.
Is there?
No. What pet would we get?
I mean, people are trying to get cats, but they shed a lot, so I don't think we're going to get cats.
Yeah, an allergy. So yeah. I think
get a sphinx cat.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I think fish? Pets, probably a fish.
Something more like a big tank of goldfish.
But I think pets overall are just, you know, wishful thinking. But it would be nice to have a cat.
Yeah.
We've got enough stuffed toys to suffice.
Definitely. So this is very fitting because we have the fashion show coming up on Friday the 21st of June. So a representative from Vogue visited the school on 14th of November 1957 and arranged a fashion display with some of the pupils as models.
No.
Imagine.
From Vogue.
Vogue. Vogue. The Vogue.
And St. Catherine's collaboration.
Yeah.
Wow. I want that. I want to see those pictures. Yeah, that would be so interesting.
That'll be my project for this weekend to try and see if we can do a before and after.
Mm. Yeah, trying to find all the photos.
That'd be so cool.
This is a musical fact now. The whole school was involved in making a record in 1976 with performances by the choir and orchestra being recorded in St. Mary's Chapel.
Aww.
I'd love to make a record. Yeah. Or a CD or a video.
They're just timeless, aren't they?
We should suggest it.
We should. We need to find out where that's gone. I'd love to listen to it.
I'd love to listen to that as well.
It'd be such a throwback.
Yeah. So earlier you said that you found out lots of information about when the sixth form started and how it's progressed to how it is now today. So would you like to share a bit about that?
Definitely. So most of my information for this about the sixth form I got from the 1989 booklet that I've talked about earlier. So the sixth form was in the lodge in the 1940s, and Heather Gordon, former pupil, noted an amusing story from her time there. The sixth form had another base in a minute room behind the science lab under the chapel. Not to disturb the science lessons, we would come and go by clambering through the window. Imagine!
That's quite so, clambering through
the
window.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think we'd be allowed to do that now.
No,
health and safety.
Yeah. Health and safety.
Health and safety, guys.
They'd be like, why are you going through the window? Yeah. Just use the door. My favourite quote about the sixth form is just coming up next, and I really am looking forward to sharing it with you because I think it encapsulates our time here as well. Our sixth form days were some of our happiest. We studied hard and had considerable responsibilities for our age, but we had great fun together. But then, as now, this wise and Christian preparation for life and lasting friendships was a gift of inestimable value for us all to cherish forever.
That was really nice. That was really touching.
That we're nearly in year 13.
I know, we've literally got another year and then we're done.
Where does all the time go?
It's quite emotional, you know.
It's quite emotional, very impactful. What, goosebumps on? Well. Anyway, okay, change of tone now. We're going to the 1960s.
Ooh.
In the 1960s, the sixth form common room was on the roof overlooking the Thames. An alumna, Alison Young, recollected on the responsibilities and privileges that sixth formers had. They could give order marks for many things. Running in the halls, failure to wear hat and gloves outside the school building, late for assembly. And if a bus was full, seats were given up for sixth formers.
No.
Why were they practically teachers?
Yeah.
Bring these practically. So much authority. We need that back.
Yeah, bring that back. Yeah.
I want to give somebody an order mark.
Sorry, I like that seat.
Had a long day.
I want to give somebody an order mark. Just once. I want to
just
go
once.
Just once. Give me an opportunity.
Before I leave, let me give somebody an order mark.
Sadly, in 1988, the sixth form closed because many went to co-ed schools. However, it happily reopened in September 2010 with Mr. Angus Pearson as head of sixth form, which is really nice because obviously the 2010 sixth form is still the sixth form that we are in right now with Mr. Stringer as our head.
Oh, yeah. That was lovely. 14 years later, and here we are.
14 years, that's a long time. Wow.
You said earlier that your article will be published in the school magazine. Once the magazine's been published, how will we get a hold of it? Because I'm sure everyone listening will want to have a read.
The school magazine is in the process of being published, and I think in a few weeks, as we're approaching the end of term, it will be given out to lots of students. Yeah, and it will be readily available to take and have a read. So I hope you enjoy it.
So lastly, do you have any favourite stories or any information that you found out?
Well, definitely. So obviously I've said quite a few before, but I've got a few last ones to just round it off with. So, the first ever school disco was in 1978.
Aww. We still do school discos.
We do. I enjoy helping the Year 7s with their one every year.
Aww. I went to the prep Barbie disco and I was helping out and that was really fun.
Ooh, Barbie, that sounds fun.
Oh yeah, it was so fun.
Mm. And I've got another quote from the sixth form in the 1960s.
You're going to make me cry again.
Yeah, probably. In between bouts of drinking black coffee and playing doleful records on the ancient gramophone, girls could revise for their A-levels while stretched out in the sun on the flat roof.
Oh! Wait, sorry. Revising on their A-levels...
On the roof.
On this roof?
No, not this roof. When we were in Pope's Villa.
Wow.
We had a flat roof. I don't think we'd be allowed to
imagine
do that now.
That.
They would not
We've
let us.
We've got flat roof by art.
I don't think they'll let us on yeah. there.
Lucy, if you start it, everyone else will follow.
Petition to let us use the flat roof by art.
I don't think we should be breaching this. Everybody,
this is just
be
a joke.
Safe. Be safe. Don't stand or sit on any roof. My last two facts are, in the 1920s, so we're going very far back now, we used to slide up and down the classroom in our old stockings to polish the hall floor. That would be an amazing way to start the day.
Imagine,
I would love that.
Yeah.
Imagine just sliding down the bridge.
Yeah, just whee!
That sounds so fun.
That'd be so fun.
Have you seen The Princess Diaries?
Yes, I have. It's like that scene, isn't
it? Princess Diaries 2, when she goes mattress sliding.
Definitely.
Exactly like that scene.
That's such a good reference.
So, my final point is, there was a school magazine that lasted for 40 years, from 1948 to 88.
Oh, that was really great, Flo. I really enjoyed learning
about
Saint
Catherine's.
Thank you so much for talking.
No problem. I'm happy to share the knowledge.
Yeah, it's great to see the foundations of where our school stands and still continue to stand till today. So obviously we're going to bring the podcast to an end. So it's been great having you, Flo. Thank you for teaching us so much about Saint Catherine's, and we hope to learn even more as we endeavour on even more podcasts in the future. I've been Jadine Conte.
I've been Lucy Joggett.
I've been Yasha Khan.
And I've been Florence Howes. Thank you for listening to St. Cat's Chats.